This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a report this morning that may change how we look at hospital mergers. Three of the largest insurance companies, Aetna, Humana, and UnitedHealth, let researchers comb through the prices they negotiated for services and procedures such as cesarean births, MRI scans, and hospital stays. It's data on $682 billion worth of health claims. It's the most comprehensive set of healthcare prices ever compiled. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from our health desk at WHYY. What we can all learn from this in an era of healthcare mergers.
Over his career, economist Martin Gaynor's published 69 times. Papers like Equilibrium Misperceptions, Efficient Efficiencies Analysis, and Productivity Consequences of Alternative Land Division Methods in China's De-Collectivization.
Most of one's work is read by other academics and my mother, but not my many other people.
He thinks his latest, The Price Ain't Right, will be different.
So it's really unusual to write an academic research paper that has the potential to make a difference.
For a long time, people like Gaynor have believed the more hospitals merge, the more their monopoly power helps them drive prices up. Until now, the evidence has been limited to single states or hospitals that have merged, and it often relied on the sticker price listed by those hospitals. This analysis comes from hospitals coast to coast and uses the actual amount insurers paid.
We have this large body of evidence covering many, many years that consistently shows if you happen to live in an area with only one hospital, you're going to pay a lot more.
That helps explain why a C-section in one organ market costs more than $15,000 and can run for as little as $3,000 in St. Louis, where there's lots of competition. For years, hospital executives have defended these prices, saying it's about quality or that they see sicker patients or lots of folks on Medicare.
That's just not true.
Co-author Zach Cooper, an economist at Yale, says the team controlled for all those factors, and he says market power matters more than the rest. He says after decades of mergers, nearly a third of U.S. markets have monopolies or are close to having monopolies. This report could be persuasive enough that the bar on any future deal is raised. Cooper also hopes graphs he's posted this morning showing prices in 118 cities light a fire under employers and insurers.
What I'd really love to see happen is these large employers to say, well, wait a second, this is absurd, right? Why do MRI prices vary by a factor of 9 within my city, right? Why is this okay and how do we change that?
Change starts, says Cooper, when people who buy the MRIs and the C-sections can simply see real prices. Change happens when those same people negotiate next year's deals, knowing what they now know. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.